Jill, a university student, is studying to be a medical doctor, and she knows she has to work hard. However, she also had a dream to be a fiction writer. She wanted to take some writing courses, but after considering the amount of homework she would have, she decided not to because she would be too busy. Now she can concentrate on her medical studies, though she may have some remorse about this decision. Making choices is a part of life. Sometimes, like Jill, we must choose one thing instead of another. Her decision involved considering the benefits she might have received, but had to give up in order to pursue her other plan. What is not chosen is the cost of making a decision. In Jill's case, the cost of her decision was, in part, the things that she could have learned if she had participated in writing classes. It may seem unnatural for us to think about what we cannot gain rather than the benefits we can get. However, this way of thinking shows that a decision to do one thing involves the costs of not doing something else. This concept is frequently used in making business decisions. Suppose that a Japanese manufacturer, Company X, has successfully produced a new type of robot and recorded significant profits. Now the company is thinking of expanding its business in one of two ways. One option is to build new factories and branch offices overseas to increase its share of the international market. Choice A. The other option is to try to strengthen domestic sales by putting more money into advertising. Choice B. Although the company might choose either option, what is lost will be different. In the case of choice A, the cost might be decreased sales in Japan. For choice B, it might be missing the chance to make advances into the international market. This concept can be interpreted as a trade-off that requires choosing one option over another. A trade-off happens wherever two options are possible, but only one can be selected. For example, City Y, which has benefited by promoting its famous historical spots and beautiful night view to attract tourists, is considering adopting another approach by investing more in industry. However, only one choice can be made due to a limited budget. If the city carries out its new plan, a trade-off will occur. The economy might be improved through the growth of industry, but the number of tourists might decrease. Life is full of situations like this. For example, Takashi has to decide where to have lunch. At a restaurant near his university to enjoy reading or listening to music in a comfortable environment, or at the school cafeteria to save time and money. What losses would be involved? One would be the loss of time and money if he chooses the restaurant. The other would be the loss of an enjoyable, relaxing lunchtime if he chooses the school cafeteria. We often have to make choice in our daily lives. The decision can be big or small, which career we should pursue, or how we should spend our free time. Whatever choice we make, we will lose something. We can make better decisions by considering both what is gained and what is lost.